Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Gina's in Middlebury Heights, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're excited about this. Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm okay. Stevie's not great.
Stevie and I are, we have issues.
We're both down bad.
We are.
Jen's just over here all chipper.
Oh, yeah. Look at me frolicking.
No, I'm not.
Stevie's worse off than I am. Maybe we get to that. Stevie's issues tomorrow.
We got to
get to some shows and stuff at 8:10. But Stevie, you thought I had a day at the chiropractor. This is not even a tenth of what Stevie had, a 20th? You do love it?
See?
Well, now I'm getting messages I should be going to physical therapy and not a chiropractor. This is the thing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm conflicted.
You never hear anyone say they love the dentist.
Injections?
Oh, yes. Boy.
Did you hear what they did yesterday?
Don't.
No.
Manipulation.
Stop.
Oh, right. God.
Thank you.
See,
even she did, like.
I didn't even get the word out.
You make it weird. Can I leave now?
Good.
Can you kick me out, Gina, please?
Yes. Jen, will you please leave the room?
Gladly. Good luck, Gina.
Think of this word when you're leaving the studio, Jen.
No.
Manipulation.
All
getting
right.
Worse.
It is getting worse. That's the last time I'm saying it. All right, Gina, thank you for putting up with us, specifically me. We're going to ask you 5 questions. The timer is involved. Just make sure you give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. So we'll begin with question one, specifically Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni ending their high-profile legal dispute. Now, this ended a couple of days ago on Monday with an undisclosed settlement. Now sources confirmed to Page Six that no money was paid out to either party. Which Ryan is Blake Lively's husband?
Reynolds.
Question number two. Justin Bieber has surged to become the artist with the most monthly listeners on Spotify globally. He hit a peak of over 140 million monthly listeners on May 3rd. Now, this spike is due to Justin Bieber headlining which 2-weekend event / music festival in California that just happened a couple of weeks ago?
Coachella.
Question number three. Nice job. So, and this was different. A new surprise episode of The Bear hit this week. It's a flashback following Richie and Mikey on this work trip to Gary, Indiana. So this prequel episode comes ahead of the release of season 5 of the series, which we don't even have a release date for yet, but people are talking about it being released next month. So we'll see. What is the first name of the central character / chef that is played by Jeremy Allen White on the show The Bear?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We'll say Daniel.
Let's go with Daniel. Question number four. Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb says the sinkhole on West 3rd and St. Clair is on track to reopen by May 17th. That's good. The Cleveland Marathoners don't have to jump over the hole. It's going to be open.
That was a big hole.
How do you just fix it? You just put dirt in it? How do you fix this? That sinkhole is massive. How do you just fix it? I don't know. They clearly did. I'm glad it's fixed. I'm glad that the Cleveland Marathoners don't have to worry about that. My question to you, how many miles is a marathon?
20.
Let's go with that. Okay, let's go with 20. Question number 5. This new biopic about Anthony Bourdain, it's on the way. The film is called Tony, and it follows his early years before his fame. It comes to theaters this August. Now, Anthony Bourdain, super, obviously multi-talented, but won 8 Emmy Awards for which show of his that ran from 2013 to 2018?
I watched it, too. Around the World. I don't remember what it's called.
No, we'll go with that. We'll absolutely go with that with the answer for question number 5. So we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio to answer those same 5 questions in 3 minutes. Let's continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Gina's in Middleburg Heights answering 5 questions a minute ago. Jen Tui's back into the studio. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score, so let's let Gina know how she did.
Gina got 2.
Good job,
there
Gina.
There you go, Gina.
Oh, no.
There you go, Gina.
Oh, well.
We'll see what happens.
You never know.
You never know what happens. Absolutely. So we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions. Makes sense to do. We begin with question number 1. Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni. Well, they ended their high-profile legal dispute on Monday. That we know. There was an undisclosed settlement. Now sources confirmed to Page 6 that no money was paid out to either party as well. I'll never understand what's going on. Anyway, which Ryan is Blake Lively's husband?
Reynolds.
It is Ryan Reynolds. Let's go to question number 2. Justin Bieber dominating. He has surged to become the artist with the most monthly listeners on Spotify globally, hitting a peak of over $140 million monthly listeners that happened on May 3rd. Now, this spike, obviously in part, is due to him headlining which 2-weekend event / music festival in California?
Coachella.
It was Coachella. Question number 3. A new surprise episode of The Bear hit this week. It was a flashback episode following Richie and Mikey on this work trip to Gary, Indiana. Now, the prequel episode comes ahead of the release of season 5 of the series, which doesn't have an official release date, but is expected in June. What is the first name of the central character / chef that is played by Jeremy Allen White?
Carmi.
It is Carmi. As we move to question number 4, Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb says that the sinkhole at West 3rd and St. Clair, it's on track to reopen on May 17th, so those Cleveland marathoners don't need to jump over the hole. Crews have been working around the clock.
I don't think he said that.
I threw that in. Yeah. So it was Justin Bibb.
That
then
wasn't a direct
Tim Richards,
quote. Right. Okay.
So,
just clarify.
Well, and I said when you're out of the room, how did they? Is it just dirt in the hole? How did they? Well, how
I
do
don't
they,
know.
It's what, no longer a sinking hole. Like, it's just fine.
Are there pipes and stuff under there? I don't know.
A lot going on. I have questions. That's all right. How many miles is a marathon?
Oh, I feel like you asked me. 26.4. 24.6. 24.2. There's a 2 and a 4 and a 6, I feel like.
No 4.
26.2.
What did I say first? 26.4?
Even if it was 26, I probably would have given it to you or Gina, as long as you were in the realm. But yeah, 26.2. Well, marathoners, I don't know how you do it.
I feel like I was in the realm because people have those stickers on their car that have like that. And I'm like, what is that? It's
the 26.4. They decided to go a little longer.
Just
take that, marathoners.
Bragger.
Go 0.2 of a mile further. That's what you actually, it would have been if they didn't fix the sinkhole. It would have been 26.4.
There
so
you
I should have given it to you.
Yes, you should.
0.2 of a mile back down the hole, back up the hole.
I
don't think they were going to be going into the hole.
We don't know.
Maybe a reroute.
We don't know. Maybe a reroute would make more sense. As we move to question number 5, a new biopic about Anthony Bourdain. It's on the way. It's called Tony, and it'll follow his early years before fame. By the way, it hits theaters in August. Anthony Bourdain won 8 Emmy Awards for which of his shows that ran from 2013 to 2018?
Very well known. Anthony Bourdain eats weird food, takes Manhattan.
Why? I don't understand why the Muppets.
I don't know.
Partially are in every
because
unknown movie.
Every
you must
time,
either love that movie
no,
or.
I did when I was a kid. I, for some reason, when I don't know the name of a show, Take Manhattan just
something
sounds
about,
good to
like
me.
Like you want to own it or I don't know.
It's
Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Was the name of that
right.
Show.
That was my next guess.
Final totals. Parts Unknown in Manhattan.
That's right.
Final total, Stevie.
Gina 2, Jen 3.
Oh, Gina, I'm sorry.
Good battle. Close,
good
job, Gina.
It was a good battle. Thank you. I don't know that it really was, but I appreciate
it. We learned
that.
A lot about sinkholes.
We did.
And we know 26.4 is the new
fake marathon
route of
and
the.
I'll never run one.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I know.
Same.
I admire people that do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it. I admire it so much. Gina, thank you for playing and listening, but you know what you need
thank
to say.
You. I am Gina from River Heights, and I did not Trump Tui.
Dave's in North Ridgeville going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. What's going on in North Ridgeville?
Yucky weather.
Yeah. We get through it together. It's fine. All right, Dave, whenever you're ready, buddy, ask Jen to leave the room, and that'll start the game.
All right, Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Dave.
All right, Dave. Obviously, producer Steve, he's staying in the studio with me, keeping track of the scores. Jen is leaving the studio. We will ask you five questions here in a minute. Obviously, the timer is involved, so make sure you get all the answers in before you hear that buzzer. That way, your answer will count. When you are done answering the five questions, I will play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, let her know it's her turn to answer the same five questions, and we'll see if you're going to be wearing that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt all over North of Ridgeville. All right. Let's get to question number one. Timothy Chalamet was a notable no-show at the Met Gala, especially since his girlfriend Kylie Jenner was there. But don't worry, there's no trouble in paradise. Instead, he chose to go courtside for the New York Knicks playoff game. Now, the Cavs had a playoff game last night against the Detroit Pistons. Did they win that game?
No.
No, they didn't win that game. All right.
Always the next one.
I know. And they kept getting closer, and they kept, like, teasing us a little bit. They were down by two, down by four. Then the Pistons went up by eight. I was watching.
They kept doing that even with the Raptors.
And then I also had a realization that I don't have Peacock because it was on Peacock. I'm like, I'll just watch a gamecast of this thing. Question number two. Thanks to the success of Taylor Swift and also Beyonce's tour films, AMC is now bringing live concerts to theaters. So the tickets are going to range from about $40 to $75 and will be one-night-only events. Who had the higher grossing concert film worldwide at the box office? Was it Taylor Swift or was it Beyonce?
KK, Taylor Swift.
Question number three of the Tony Awards have been announced. Two musicals are dominating the field this year. So The Lost Boys leads the nominations with 12. And then a revival of Ragtime is right behind that with 11 nominations. What iconic New York City theater/venue is traditionally associated with hosting the Tony Awards ceremony in recent years?
Oh, jeez. Someone's going to shoot me for this one. The Apollo?
Let's go with that, sure. Question number four. Sabrina Carpenter delivered a standout moment at the Met Gala and made it iconic with Stevie Nicks joining her on stage for a surprise duet of Fleetwood Mac's hit Landslide. What is the title of Stevie Nicks' debut solo album that was released in 1981?
Songbird.
All right. Let's go with question number five. You were negative 15 then, Stevie. Question number five. Did I do my math right? Negative 15? Okay. Taking a page out of Stranger Things playbook, it was announced yesterday that the series finale of The Boys will be hitting the big screen, utilizing that 4D technology. What is the name of the superhero group that the boys are trying to take down?
The Brad Peterson Gang.
The Brad Peterson Gang. That's another show that can be mentioned on the What You're Watching Wednesday. All right, we'll see how you did with those five questions. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway so she can answer those same questions next.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight. safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Continuing on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen Tui back into the room. Dave in North Ridgeville is this hour's contestant. How'd he do?
Dave got two.
Two correct today, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
Two correct today. Now it's time to ask Jen the same five questions. So here we go. Question number one. Timothy Chalamet was a notable no-show at the Met Gala, especially since his girlfriend Kylie Jenner was there. But there's no trouble in paradise. Instead, he chose to be, courtside for the Knicks playoff game. By the way, the Cavs had a playoff game last night against those Detroit Pistons. Did they win that game?
They did not.
They did not. Question number two. Thanks to the success of Taylor Swift and also Beyonce's tour films, AMC is now bringing live concerts to theaters. Tickets are going to range from like $40 to $75, and it'll be one night only events. Who had the higher grossing concert film worldwide at the box office? Was it Taylor Swift or was it Beyonce?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it was. As we move to question number three, the Tony Award nominations. They've been announced. Two musicals basically dominating the field this year. You have The Lost Boys leading with 12 nominations and a revival of Ragtime right behind them with 11 nominations. What iconic New York City theater / venue is traditionally associated with hosting the Tony Awards ceremony in recent years?
Oh, that's Radio City Music Hall.
It is Radio City Music Hall. As we move to question number four, Sabrina Carpenter delivered a standout moment at the Met Gala and made it iconic, bringing on Stevie Nicks. She joined her on stage. They did a surprise duet of the Fleetwood Mac hit Landslide. What is the title of Stevie Nicks' debut solo album that was released in 1981?
Was Edge of 17.
It was Belladonna.
Belladonna.
Question number five. Taking a page out of the Stranger Things playbook, it was announced yesterday that the series finale of The Boys will be hitting the big screen utilizing that 4D technology. What is the name of the superhero group that The Boys are trying to take down?
Oh, that's the Bad Boys.
Take Manhattan?
Take Manhattan.
The Seven.
Yes, that was my next guess. The Seven.
Final total, Stevie.
Dave, two. Jen, three. Close
battle, Dave.
Yeah, I got closer this time.
Yeah, you did. We appreciate it, man. We always appreciate listening. We appreciate you calling. But you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Dave from North Ridgeville, and I still have Trump to it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.